Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nachaketa Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, the Nishas Reb Chaim Tzvi, and Reb Eliyahu. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Vos Malachim Malach Dalet, V'myamon Melech M'beis David, Hoyge B'Torah V'Oisik B'Mitzvahs K'David Oviv, K'fi Torah Shebichsav V'Shebal Peh, V'Yakov Kol Yisrael Leilich Bo L'Chazik B'Tko V'Yalachim L'Chomos Hashem. Harei Zeh B'Cheskas Shum Mashiach. So if you have a king from the house of David who learns Torah V'Oisik B'Mitzvahs like David his father, like Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, he forces all of the Jewish people to follow it and strengthens it, and he wages the wars of God, he's Bechezkas Shehu Mashiach. He has a chazok, a presumption of having messianic status. He must have itzliach, and if he did and he was successful, v'nitzeach kol ha'umos shesvivav, and he defeated all the nations around him, uvana mikdash b'mekomo, and he built the base of mikdash in its place, v'kibetz nitcha Yisrael, and he gathered in the dispersed Jews. Hareza Mashiach b'vadai, this person is definitely Mashiach. V'yetaken et ha'olam kulo l'avot Hashem b'yachad, he's going to fix the whole world to serve God together. Shenamar ki az afo chal amim safer brura likrei kulo b'shem Hashem ule'avdo shchem echad, like it says famous pasuk in Tzfanya Gimel Tet, that then I will turn around all the nations to have a clear speech, to call everybody out of the name of God and to serve Him together. So we are going to analyze this Rambam based on a shmuz of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That's what the Rambam writes at the beginning of the Halacha, Yamud Melech mi beis David, Hoge b'Torah v'Oisik b'mitzvahs, v'Yakov ko Yisrael leilech bo l'chazik bitko. So this is even before he's Mashiach Vadai. This person's already he's a big learner, he's Oisik b'mitzvahs, he gets the Jewish people to keep the mitzvahs. So this is before he's Mashiach Vadai, he's just b'cheskas shu Mashiach, and the Shleimus of the union of Mashiach, after Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Kibbutz Nitcha Yisrael, the Rambam describes the Sof HaLocha as V'yisakein Es HaOlam. Moreover, and this is the Iker, even though Mashiach is going to bring Shleimus B'Avoidas B'nei Yisrael B'Torah B'Mitzvahs, the Iker Chiddush of Mashiach is B'Gilui Shel Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Gula Amitis V'Hashleima L'Gabei Dovid HaMelech U'V'Chlal Kol Malchei V'Nasi Yisrael B'Tzadikim B'Zman HaZeh U'B'Tikun HaOlam. That's the Iker Chiddush of Gilui Mashiach Tzidkenu in the true Geula, that he's going to fix the world, he's going to have Ashpa on the world. So this king from the house of David is going to be Mashpi on the entire world. And the Inyan is that the Iker Chiddush of Mashiach is not going to be only in the Avodah of Bnei Yisrael B'Torah V'Mitzvahs, even though he's going to make a Shleimus in that as well. Obviously it's going to be Shleimus and Kiyum Torah V'Mitzvahs, Kim Mitzvahs Ritzai Necha, like we say in Tfilas Musaf. And that we're going to be able to be Makayim Mitzvahs B'Menucha, etc. Because that, the Shleimus of Kiyum Mitzvah of Klal Yisrael was already in the time of Shlomo. U'me'enzeh, we had in the time of Chizkiyah. But the Iker Chiddush is, he's going to be Mesaken Eskola Oilam Ve'umos Shebo, universal rectification. Mashen came as manazer, so there's a tzivui of lokov is called boil and kabel mitzvah and stav b'nei noach. Ideally, we must coerce the goyim to keep the shevet mitzvah b'nei noach if we can. Obviously, we can't, so we don't. But ideally, we want to get them to keep all the shevet mitzvah b'nei noach. So kol zman shelifnei bias hamashiach, lo rak begolus, even bizman ha'obus, bizman shebeis mikdash hayikayim, bizman David, etc. The oilam is not yet mesukin labod es Hashem because the goyim are still not keeping the mitzvahs. Like we saw and like we see before, that even in the time of David, the Yumas Oilam were betokvam. And Adarabba, David HaMelech had to fight them. Dom l'roiv shafachtam al-chomis gedolos asisa. Kamo shekatu b'divrei ha-yamim aleph chav betchet. V'afilu b'zman shlomo, haya b'mitzrayim melucha, shel Hashem barach yiravam, shel amad b'shlomo, marad b'shlomo, like we have in Melachim Aleph, Perakit Aleph Pasuk Mem, and b'mitzrayim they had a malchus. Achaz kam v'kam b'zmar macherim, even in the time of Shlomo they had a malchus, obviously, certainly at other times. So that's going to be the Iker Chiddush of Mashiach. There's not going to be one pride in the world that's not going to be in a matzav of v'hoysa l'Hashem ha-melucha. Now, based on this, we can explain what we find in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Sadi Ches Amud Beis, it talks about the Malchus of Mashiach as being a Kesar, a Caesar. So L'chaira, what's the Pshat? The Malchus of Mashiach is going to be like a Caesar. Caesar is Targum B'Lashon Roimi of Melech. Uvechein, why does the Gemara describe Melech HaMashiach Dafka Beloshin Kesar Beloshin Umos HaOilam? Use Melech. It talks even about a Melech Umos HaOilam. Why don't you talk here about a Melech of the Jews? Call him a Melech. Why a Caesar? And also Loshin Romi, that the nation that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Levanon Ba'adir Yipol Yeshaya Yud, Pasuk Lamed Daled and Gemara and Gittin Nun Vav, the beginning of Amud Beis, that it's going to fall in the hands of the Romans. And why? So why doesn't it just say Melech Beloshen HaKodesh? Moreover, Kesar Beloshen Romi is taken from Miloshen Krus Beivris. That's what it says in Tosfos Kol. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Kol and Avodah Zarah Yud Amud Beis. It's good to know every Tosfos in Shas. So Kesar Beloshen Romi is taken from Loshen Krus Beivrit. Chaticha v'krisa, this taking a piece, this cutting, as it says in Seder Hadaris. So this lashon of Kesar, of Krus, was what the king of Rome is called. He's called Kesar. Why? Because, as Tesis there says in Avodah Zarah, that when he was born, his mother had a difficult birth, and they cut into her stomach, and he had a cesarean section. This is what's called Yetzei Dofen. Hotziu Avla Derech Dofna. It didn't come out the normal way. They had to operate and take it out. Caesarean section. So that's why he was called Caesar, because he was born by caesarean section. So Kesar is Miloshin Kros Krisa Chaticha, because he was cut out. He was cut out of the stomach, out of the abdomen, and not the usual way a woman gives birth. So how you talking that the Gemara should be Madama Mashiach Dafka the Kesar? Who's Merames and a Leda Boifin Shal Yotzei Doifen of a cesarean section of Melech Romi? So, based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The Gemara wants to use a mushal that it's Matim, that fits, that jives, that squares with the content of the Nimshal, since the Iker Chiddush of Mashiach is going to be not just a Gilui B'Kedusha, but B'Iker Tikan Oilam Va'umos as Afu Chalamim Sofer Brura. Therefore, the Gemara describes it b'loshen Kesar, b'loshen Umos ha'olam, u'b'zeh gufa loshen Roimi, hayarut shebe Umos, the worst of the worst. They destroy the Beis HaMikdash to emphasize the Mashiach himself is going to be come out like the Kesar. Shem melech b'loshen Umos, shem moishel menal, mashvim etagenes, Umos ha'olam, ad le'irudim shebelem, even to the lowest of the low. And it's in loshen ha'umos, and even in loshen ha'umos, it's described in such a way that talks about a birth in a Yotzei Doifen, in an atypical way. Because Koach HaLeida is a Gilui that Kadosh Baruch Hu Matbiya B'Teva Olam and Hagat Tivis Shel Ha'olam B'Bnei Adam. And in Kabbalah, this, as we learn in Tanya, this Hanhagat Tivis of the Olam comes from the Leidan Ruchnias, Chachma Bina, Ziman Abba. For those Yodei Chayin, you know what I'm talking about. But those like me who are not Yodei Chayin, then maybe you don't know. Al Golpanim, that's the Leida, that's the Hanhagat Tivis. Woman gives birth in a regular way. A regular way is via the womb. It comes out of the womb, out of her, where it comes out. So if there's something, if there's a problem, there's some obstruction there, and it's going to endanger the child and the mother, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So you need this kesar. You need to cut into the abdomen, take him out that way. And the child is born both in shal yotzei dof and shal apia teva. And this is so abnormal, so atypical, that a child born that way for a Jew doesn't even have din of a bechor. He's not peter rechem. It's not called the normal way of coming out of the womb. So like every inyan in Gashmiyas Olam, this is Nishtalshel Meruchnias Ba'olam HaSel Yoinim. In order that there should be a Mitzius of a Yesh, of a Nivra, it's not enough that there should be a shtalshlus midarga ladarga. Even if there's a ribu yishtalshlus, there's a coming down of mandragas, there can be no yesh. The sabasa yesh, the creation of concrete physical form, is dafka b'derech hafsuk of his chachas. There has to be something stopped, something new. Vagama or Eloki, the divine light that creates, that constitutes the Yesh, has to go through a number of masachim uparsaot. There have to be a few veils. That's mastir, the or Eloki. To the point that it's not so clear anymore. And therefore, when it comes back, it's called Or Chadash, because we didn't see it all along. Zot omeret, shenem tzabe matzav shal yotzei doifen, Shalal derech seder haragil mitzar seder shal shalus klal. In other words, it's in a matzav of yotzei dofen, it's out of the ordinary, it's extraordinary, and not al derech seder haragil. In order to create a mitzius of yesh, of a nivra, we need to go to an oifen of yotzei dofen. So that's in the higher world. It can't be done normally, the derech seder shal shalus, the normal chaining down that goes from world to world to world, lower and lower. But here you need mamish something new, something I hischachus in order to create this physical form. Val derech zu lamata yoser b'mitzius hayesh gufa. In order that in our mitzius here of our created olam hasiyah that we recognize this world, in order there should be a mitzius of hefech hakadusha. It's not enough. There should be a shtalshlus midarga ledarga. Even in the ribuy shtalshlus, if you have a lot of going down from madrega to madrega, there can't be a mitzius of the opposite of kedusha. You need a number of masachim, a number of veils, and coverings. Achiyah yotzei doifen shalal derech haseder haragil hefech eshtal shalas. Not in the normal seder, mitzah derech haseder shalas. It has to be hefech eshtal shalas. It has to be yotzei doifen. So in order to create this mitzius of hefech hakadusha, it has to be yotzei doifen. So al derech zeh, we can also say, but don't give it to the description, the adjective of kesar about Mashiach. The geula is like a leida. The golus is an ibur. It's like a pregnancy. And then the geula is like a leida. We see that in the Navi. In order to emphasize the chiddush of Mashiach, beleidas ha-geula, that's going to be not only in the realm of Kedusha, but also b'tikon ulam olam ve'ahumos, that the Metzius is through all of these veils, all of these coverings, all these concealments. It's compared to a kesar, which it refers to a leida, b'ofen shelo al derech hateva klal. So it's going to be mamish out of the ordinary. That's the galus is this pregnancy, and the geula is the birth, and the geula is going to be something completely new. It's going to be a complete chiddush, even going to be metaka in the umas ha'olam. And therefore, it's compared to the kesar, to this Gentile king, who's also and was born in an out of the ordinary way. And the geula is going to be completely out of the ordinary. It's going to fix even the kesar, even the umas ha'olam. Now the Rambam here calls Mashiach Melech mi Beis David. So we can explain that this chiddush of Mashiach, Hapeula ba'olam yisoida v'haschalasa b'David ha'melech. He says Melech mi Beis David, just the Melech ha'acharon mi Beis David. Melech ha'Mashiach is going to bring this inyan that we already had in David b'shleimus. And what's the unique content of the inyan of Malchus David, and how is this shleimus going to be expressed and actualized in the last king, in the Melech Acharon, the Mashiach Acharon, like he's Lashon of the Rambam? So first we have to explain that there are three Ikarim b'milui tachlisa v'kavona social habriya, three principles to fulfill the purpose of creation. That's for the Jewish people, who are called Rashis, and the Torah that's called Rashis. And what are they? Yisrael, Torah, and Malchus, the Jews, Torah, and kingship. And these Ikarim were started by three tzaddikim, Avraham, Moshe, and David. Avraham Avinu was the beginning of Am Yisrael. The Ikar Ma'ala of Moshe is that he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, and the Jewish people, b'matzav b'shleimus ha'olam, were in the matzav of Malchus. David is the Rashis v'ascholas Ikar ha'malchus. So Avraham Avinu is ascholas Am Yisrael, Moshe is Torah, and then Malchus is David HaMelech. And these Gimel Tzadikim are Nirmas B'Shem Odom, Rashi Tevis, Avram, David, Moshe. So the Hashlamas Tachas Habriyas is through this Odom, through Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and Mashiach. the three types of avod of Avram, Moshe, and David. So, to explain this, we first need to understand the chiddush ba'avodas ha'adam in these three generations, which are three stages in dargus b'seder avoda. In the door of Avram Avinu, he was the first Jew. Echod hoyo Avram, says Yecheskel Lamed Gimel Chof Dalet. Kol olam kulam me'ever echod v'hu me'ever echod. The whole world's on one side, he's on the other side. Kol olam hayu oivdei avodizaren Avram ovad v'nischakim me'elav v'ovad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole world was ovdei avodizar. Avram Avinu was so wise, and he was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the Psikta, Parashat Lamed Gimel, look also in Bereishis Rabba, Parashat Mem Beis. And he says, Oymed, B'toikif Neged Kola Oylam, and he knew that the whole world was making a mistake. And that's also the Inyan, HaYesodi V'Arashi V'Avoydis Odom B'Chlal, Shebnei Yisrael Mischazkim B'Dveikusam B'Hashem V'Oymdim B'toikif B'Avodos, and we're very strong in our Avoydah. They always called Eisonei HaOylam, to be strong, to be stark against the Ayin Umos that are often hostile to our goals. Next is the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, through which there was Matan Torah. The Chiddush of Matan Torah is not only that the Olam is not mafriya avoidus Adam, el fakert avoidus Adam is poelus ba'olam kiyumo bisus. So that's what establishes, that's what gives it a strong foundation in the world, the avod of a person. Like Chazal say in the pasuk Eretz Yara v'Shakata, Tehillim Ayin Vav Tes, Mitchila Yira l'Besof Shakata. At the beginning there was Yira, and then there was Sheket. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Jewish people are Kabbal Torah good, and if not, ani machzi reslim l'tov avod, lifnei matan Torah. The Aretz, the Olam, was b'matzav shel Yira, and through the fact that the Jewish people were Kabbal the Torah, it went into a matzav of Shakta. The second shlav b'avodas ha'adam is kiyum olam al yidei Torah, as though we just described. Now there's going to be this Sheket. Through the avod of Bnei Yisrael, b'limad ha'Torah v'kiyum ha'mitzvah, that's possible only olam hazeh, they're po'el kiyum mitzvah shel ha'olam. So that's the second stage. We have Avram stand strong against the world. We have Moshe, Matan Torah, to fix the world. And then we have the door of David, Iker HaMalchus. Lashon HaRambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Iker HaMalchus is Malchus based David. That you need a Malchus based David, it's me, Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Olam Kulo. Kamo Shahayi, B'Pshut Shai, David Ha'i Gmar Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Mimus HaOlam. V'ad L'matav Shekulo Malchus, Teichav B'Tchilaso, Kamo Shahayi, B'Mei Shlomo. Shumas Heviu, Matanus L'Shomo, V'ro Goydel, Pu'ulas, U'maylas Malchai, Beis David, V'ad Tuelas Shal, Beis HaMikdash, Adi Malchus, Beis David Ha'i Gil, Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam. So David is the Gmar Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Mimus HaOlam. There's this great Malchus, that even the Gentiles recognize this Malchus. The Gentiles even brought matanos to Shlomo, who's the Hemshech of David. And they appreciate the Gilui Malchus of Hashem in the world. That's the Chiddush of David on Moshe. That through Torah and Mitzvahs, not only is there Kiyum HaOlam, that's Torah and Mitzvahs, Ayidei Gilui Malchus Nefelos Aliyah BaOlam. The world is elevated. Everybody's recognizing Malchus Shemayim. And to a certain extent, and Shlemus is going to be when Mashiach comes, Hamelech Achron Beis David, that then there's going to be a Gilui of Malchus Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Kulo Hein Bum Sa'olam Shiyasakin Sa'olam Kulo Labad Hashem B'Yachad V'Hochu Amim Ramim V'Armu Luchu V'Nale El Har Beis Hashem El Har Hashem El Beis Elokei Yaakov Rein Midrachav V'Nelcha Baruch Hoysav. And that's all the Goyim are going to come, and all the Nevraim, Lei Roiv, Lei Shchitzu B'Cholar, Kochi, Kimol, Aretz, Deas, Hashem, Kamayim, Liyom, Mechasim, Abakanta, Pasuk, Shai, Yud, Aleph, Tes. That's going to be what the world's going to look like. The whole is going to be an Ali in the Ganze Welt. That's going to be the Malchus. That's Gilui Malchus, David. Ubeprotius, Yoser. More in detail, the preference, the Yisron. Binyan HaMalchus, Gilui Malchus, Shel Olam Ba'olam, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. The reason the Malchus is even higher than the Pula Mishimitzad HaTorah, because Torah isn't Shayach Kol Kach to the Metzias Olam Atzim, because Torah is only given to the Jewish people. Just that through the fact that Jewish people are Kabbal Torah, and through Lima Torah and Kiyun Mitzvahs, is also a Pula on the world. Mashen came B'Malchus, just like B'Nogea B'Malchus Be'ara, that the gather of Malchus, it's Nogea Le'etzim Metzius Ha'am, that the whole Metzius is the king. Anyone who's married B'Malchus is Chayav Misa. It's not B'Derech Onesh, it's Mesuba Haba B'Derech Memela, because he's bringing it upon himself when he's married B'Malchus, because he's married in the Etzim Metzius and the Etzim Kiyum. So too, when one is married B'Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, Ayidei Bittul HaMelech is a Bittul Be'etzim Mitziyusam, and that's the Ikar is B'Malchus based David. that there's going to be a bittul to the Malchus, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, because that's the Gilui of Malchus Shemayim in the world, the Malchus of Malchus Beis David. And then when there's going to be this Gilui, it's going to be Kol Metzius HaOlam, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be clear, it's going to be Melech HaOlam, Ki Molar Etz Deas Hashem Kamayim Liyom Mechasim, that's going to be all the Metzius HaOretz, Mayim Liyom Mechasim, Sheni Yom Dover Bifnei Atzmo, Kol Metzius HaYom, is that it's Molei Mayim, so the whole Metzius, the Shlemus of La'asid Lavo, is going to be Deas Hashem. What's Deas Hashem? Just like a Yam without water isn't a Yam, the world won't be a world without Deas Hashem, the Metzius of the world is going to be Deas Hashem. And we should be zochataka to see this Gilui Malchus Shemayim and the Kiyum of the Pasuk Le'roi V'lo Shchisu V'chol HaKodshi Ki Molo Ha'oretz Deo Es Hashem Ki Mayim Liyom Mechasim Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.